in the ocean. Or spermies.
Are you guys ready? Oh. He's coming up on my porch.
No, he is not.
Yeah, yes,
he is.
I can see him in the reflection of
he's on the porch?
Of your, yeah, of your diploma. Like, I can see it.
Oh, oh. He just picked something off the ground and ate it.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He put it
just
in his pocket. He smelled it and put it in his pocket.
I'm nervous.
Ew. Smelled it and put it in his pocket. It's just as bad as eating it. What the fuck? What was it?
Out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust.
There's a fuzz in your hair. It blew right in.
Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
It went. It just landed right on top.
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
And you're listening to episode 188. And you might have just heard like a complete 30-second conversation.
Because a really scary guy.
It yeah. was. I was like, he's on my porch.
Face man. Everyone knows about
and
face
man.
And
she's looking in the diploma. She's like, I see him.
I could see his reflection. And he was all like creeping up.
Yeah. I was like, he's not scary. He's harmless. And I'm like, whoa, shit. He's on the porch.
So much for that. And then he picked something up off the ground. And he either ate it or it smelled it and put it in his pocket.
Maybe he smelt it and dealt it.
I know. When he was walking away, he was putting it in his pocket.
But did you see him go like this?
Yeah.
He was smelling it.
Oh, you know what? He probably picked the rosemary.
Oh, yeah.
There's rosemary out there. That's probably what he picked up.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's probably like a dog turd.
It's not so scary there.
Yeah, that's because it's a big old bush.
It's probably like a dog turd.
It's like a big old bush.
Oh, for later.
Yeah.
It's like Samantha's big old 70s bush.
Oh, no, you didn't. I do not have a big old 70s bush.
Diss. Oh, an 80s bush.
I am clean, thank you.
80s bushes always crack me up. Like, I saw this porn one time, and this lady's bush was actually coming out of, like, her underwear.
That's disgusting. That's like on Sex in the City, Miranda gets out in her bathing suit, and they're like, oh, my God.
And Samantha, she's like, if I was on death row, I wouldn't have that situation.
Hilarious.
Make sure we're recording all the right thing here today.
Make sure.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Because if I tap on the computer on the microphone right there and it moves, that means we're recording through the computer and not the microphones.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because that really pisses me off when we've recorded like a whole show and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, wait, it didn't record.
Then
and
I have
they're
to, like,
usually the funniest.
Drop kick your ass.
Right.
Chuck Norris my ass.
Yes.
So we actually made an update to the iTunes store. With our new, what do you call this?
Description. Yes.
Thanks to...
Twinned it.
No, cloned yes. it. Oh.
You
Wait,
cloned.
We're cloned it.
We're twinned it.
What
Ooh,
do
we
you guys
something.
Do?
Yeah.
Siamese dip.
I don't know.
I don't like
you
that. Siamese
dip.
I know. I was like,
was
wait.
Cool.
No.
You thought it was cool. And then you're like,
Yeah, I looked at Samantha and she didn't seem excited, so I was like, no, let's not use that.
We
I don't know.
We'll think of something.
Yeah.
Until then, we'll just touch hands.
Yeah. We'll just go.
I'm like, yay.
Wow.
I don't know like if we really explained it on the show, but anytime... Well, I think we have, but no one ever gets to see us do this.
Right, true.
So anytime that Nicole and I say something at the same time, or we're thinking
the same thing.
And we might accidentally say it, then we say,
twinned it,
and give each other a high five because we're real dorks like that.
We do it at work even.
Yes.
So then Samantha and I started doing it, and then we were going to say twinned it, and I was like, no, we can't do that because
that's
it's with Nicole.
Copyrighted.
So,
right, exactly.
So Samantha and I are cloned it.
Because you are technically the same person, just different. Like
exactly.
clones.
Because we're Mickey.
And we still don't have a nickname because our names together are like actual names.
Right.
Like Ricky could be Nikki and Ricky or
We did Ricole. Nikki. What was wrong with that one?
Stupid.
Ricola.
But there's nobody has an A. Are you Ricola? Or she Nicola?
Yeah.
No.
What's your middle name?
Denise.
Renice.
No. Or Dickie.
Dickie.
Okay, we're Dickie, and you guys are Samicky.
And then what about you two?
Nicole and Samantha don't go very well together.
Samole.
No.
No, I don't like Samole.
I don't like that either.
Or Namantha.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that would work. Whole Mantha.
Okay, the H in my name is not pronounced. It's not whole.
That's true. It's to be ol.
Yeah.
But for our purposes, we will pronounce it.
No, I don't like it.
Just because it's there. H has to be pronounced.
So I also sent out text messages for everyone to call us, and only two people called us through text messages.
Well, it's only been like a couple minutes since you did.
No, I've been doing it since like 11:45.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, you mean when you first got up out of bed?
Yeah.
Shut up. Well,
Mr. Oh, let's record at 12 or 1.
I'm not expecting you guys to like text message me at like 10:30. I'm like, what the hell? I woke up and both of you text messaged me. I was like, oh shit, maybe they're like in a hurry today or something.
I did like a double. I asked you both this way.
Oh,
at
the same time.
I wouldn't be like asking you and then asking her and then like. We just.
I wish there was a way that when you reply, you can reply all on a text message.
I know. We should say that because then.
Well, that's what Twitter's for.
Oh.
I don't Twitter.
I don't either.
You should Twitter, but you have to have unlimited text messaging to do it.
I don't have that.
Me neither.
I have to pay for mine.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it either.
That's crazy.
We're some cheap bitches.
Mm-hmm. It's only $5 more.
I'm sorry, but I'd rather have internet and cable in my house than unlimited text messaging, so thank you.
Just buy like 2 cans less of baby. Milk.
Oh, not the baby.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Oh, no, we need to. Oh, we have to slap hands because there's no name for
we don't
it yet.
Have a name.
So I have like the biggest news ever.
What is it?
Ever.
I'm
ever, ever, forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
You all know our good friend. Vertible Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
The one we don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to tell us.
Dude. They're androgynous.
Anyway, this person emailed me, and this is exactly what it said.
This person.
Post office box. Picture it. No, she didn't say that part. Or he. Or
it. They.
Shem. I definitely think you should keep the post office box. I'd be happy to pay for 1 year. Wow. That would be $42, right? Send me your mailing address and I'll send out the money order to the United States Postal Service.
Wow.
How
is
that
awesome.
Fucking awesome?
Yeah. That's like so cool.
That is greater than great.
That is like the biggest gift we've ever gotten.
I know. It's like Christmas came early.
Aw, thank you.
So,
guy, girl?
They, I don't know. Right.
Veritable, Virgo?
This person emailed me and said they'll be sending it out on Tuesday. So,
cool. Wow.
Hopefully they haven't closed our box yet.
Yeah. They need to send something to the box as like a, I'm the first person to send to the new box. Or,
no, well, we have to open it back up first. If they send something, they're going to send it back.
Oh. Well, wait till it's open and then send it.
Okay, yeah. That's good. So thank you, Veritable Virgo. That's very nice of you, and we appreciate it a lot.
But she could, he or she could send us a hint as to what their origin is.
Yeah, if you have if you have a penis or a vagina.
Right. Boobs or moobs. Whichever.
Yeah.
A mussy or a pussy. Mussy sounds so gross.
It is gross. Just the thought of a mussy.
A fupa or a fic.
No, how about the lady with the lady at work with the hoof that walks around?
Oh, oh no.
Disgusting. And Ricky's like, oh no, she didn't every time.
Ooh, Ricky sounds Latino when he says, oh no, she didn't.
And that's how he says it.
Oh no, she done. all right, so let's go over a few emails that we have here. Okay. Da, da,
da, da, da. Emails. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, you weren't doing the jingle?
Do your song.
I don't remember it. I just know the poems one. That's circus sounding.
Emails.
No.
We have a song for a different song for everything. So.
Yeah.
Emails there. That's it.
That sounded like a cricket or a grasshopper.
That's all it is. It's just the rolling of the tongue. Emails.
It's just the rolling of the tongue. All right, let's see here. Oh, this is the thing that I was telling you about. Samantha, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Oh.
Please don't scare me. Or traumatize me for the rest of my life.
So Pat from Don't Quit Your Day Job podcast says, in response to your diarrhea diatribe of late, I created the following segment for Don't Quit Your Day Job and thought you might like to share it with your listeners. Please make sure Samantha isn't there when you play it.
Too bad. She is. It's We're okay. playing it now.
So here we go. It's called Master Ass Theater. All right.
I do not condone this.
I do not condone your ass to have diarrhea.
Yeah, I do. I not do. Condone speaking about it.
Here we go.
Welcome to the first episode of Master Ass Theater. I am your host, Alistair Flopbottom. In tonight's show, we will explore the human condition through poetry. Only the spellbinding magic of words can weave a tapestry of image and emotion that reaches to the very depths of our souls. So without further ado, we give you the diarrhea monologues.
Oh, God.
When you're going out to dine, but your pucker starts to whine. Diarrhea. When you try to pass some gas, but it splatters out your ass. Diarrhea. When you're feeling kind of randy, but your hole shoots toffee candy. Diarrhea. When you're riding on a train and your colon starts to drain. Diarrhea. When you're out buying your lotto and your sphincter goes all blotto. Diarrhea. When you're sipping a martini, but you're oozing like a blini. Diarrhea. When you're sitting at a play and your butt begins to spray. Diarrhea. When you're at the opera weeping and your Hershey hole is seeping. Diarrhea. When you're reading War and Peace and your anus spits out grief. Diarrhea. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Master Ass Theater and will join us for our next episode if we are not fucking cancelled before then. For Master Ass Theater, this is Alistair Flopbottom. Good night.
Oh my God, is that funny or what?
I love it. I want to be on Master Ass Theater.
That is so awesome.
Samantha laughed her ass off, actually.
I did.
She
I
just
did.
Wasn't in the microphone. She hit her face and laughed.
Because I have to stick by my word of not it's liking not to talk about
it's
it.
It's not funny. Oh, that's horrible. Oh.
Oh. We might have been
as
too.
I laugh with tears in my eyes.
Oh, totally. I had the snort thing going on.
We may have, like, been a little bit too loud over it, so I'll just add that to the end of the show. Okay. So
yeah, because I'm like, no, I don't know. It might.
That's why
it
I moved
okay.
my face from the microphone so that everybody else could hear
I
it.
I was like this.
I was all up in it.
I know.
Oh my God, was that like
I
want to
be a special guest in Master Ass Theater.
You do?
Yes, and I'll have a cool name like Alistair Flopbottom.
That was very creative.
Oh, God, that was funny. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So we have awesome. Another email, and it's from Drew Ferguson, the guy that wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That is called
Screwed Up Life of Charlie II.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because he sent us two more books, and we're going to be talking about that later. But he said the reason that it was delayed is because he had the flu, and he was thinking about us because he was on the toilet because he had diarrhea.
Aww, poor
and
thing.
I said, well, if you were sitting on the toilet thinking about us, then you had to come up with some verses, right? And he's like, I sure did. So he
Yay!
Sent them in.
Oh,
so here we go. He said, well, Ricky, here's my attempt at lyrics. I finally was able to keep soup and crackers down. Thank God. I haven't been this sick in I don't know how long. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do not laugh in the microphone.
Right. When your stomach is a rumbling and your intestines fall out tumbling. Diarrhea. Nicole just hit her head.
I tried to turn my face away, but my earphone hit it.
When your body is aching because your sphincter won't stop shaking.
Is that
Samantha laughing?
Yes, it is.
When your asshole's like a faucet because your digestion's on and lost it.
Like a faucet. Good ones, Drew.
Yeah.
One more.
Oh, no.
Oh, this one's funny.
Well, say it already.
It's hard. When your brown starts crying and you're praying you'll be dying.
Oh, your brown eye. In your butthole.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was too funny.
That was
good ones, I say again. Mm. Oh. It never gets old. Why?
My head hurts. Oh. Oh, all right. So here we go.
For what?
So
what
that was
now?
That.
Okay. Oh.
Sorry. I need oxygen.
Oxygen. You always laugh like you're about to like
have a heart
cough
attack.
Up a lung or something. Know, you're like, right? You're like, oh, the big one.
And my face turns all blood red.
Red right? Is the wall.
Because I should really take my blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you drop dead one day, I'm just gonna have like
the best
therapy.
Time ever, because you two are gonna be like the host of Found
Lucky. Like,
and then you're like, oh fuck, how do we do this?
Ding right? Dong, the witch is dead. Just kidding. Kind
oh,
of.
I also wanted to say just like right now. No, I'll just wait. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
So let's go into phone calls.
Okay.
Hot.
All right.
I just want to say, hot. Oh, wait, maybe later.
Oh, wait, maybe later. Okay, here we go. You ready? First phone call.
Yes.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. This is Luna. I've taken some time after the extremely violent poem that Nicole wrote me to gather my thoughts. I didn't expect it.
Oh, yeah, I stabbed her with a knife.
The poem was hilarious, nevertheless. Anyway, Ricky, I just wanted to say that your little spiel during the last podcast about how you don't care what people think about you and you love yourself no matter what somebody says about your picture, I thought that was really cute. And I think you're adorable and, you know, stay strong. Stay strong. Anyway, you guys are fucking hilarious. I'm sorry, Samantha. I loved the diarrhea cast, too. They were awesome. So, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Luna, for calling.
I'm glad you liked my violent poem.
And Ricky's head is now the size of the computer screen.
Let's pop a pin in it.
Right?
Deflate it.
My downstairs head.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
In a dream, my love. Oh,
you whore. Oh.
Slut puppy.
All right. Oh, and Lauren says about Trucker Mike's penis. I'm sorry,
slut
that's
it.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
oh.
Slut it.
Slut it.
Yay. Problem
Yay.
Solved.
Yay. You slutted
it.
It.
Slutted it.
I totally just pictured
what about all three
Shelby.
Of us?
Yelling.
Oh. Menage a trois it.
Threesome dick.
Threesome.
Menage a trois.
Well, that's the threesome in French.
Oh,
that's
God,
true.
That's menage so funny.
I thought a menage a trois was like a bunch of people. What's that called? Oh, orgy.
Orgy.
We orgied it. No, thanks.
Menage
Roman
trois.
Orgied it.
Oh, and Lauren said about Trucker Mike's penis. I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree, Lauren.
Yes, Lauren. High five to Lauren.
Okay, next call. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready. Okay.
Hey, Ricky. This is Joe from Dallas. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Sorry, forgot. just wanted to call because, well, frankly, Ricky told me that I had to call. And tell you all I love the show. Love Ricky's laugh and love Nicole even more for being able to make him laugh until he really just can't breathe.
So, yes, that's my goal.
I've left my review, so you're one more review closer to Hard Trucker Mike, and I'll keep listening. Love you guys, and I will give you a call back as soon as I get done with Twilight so that we can talk about that. So, take care. Bye.
Yay.
Yay, we love Twilight.
So that's the guy that I was telling you about that went back and listened to every episode of Foul Monkeys.
Oh, wow.
Like every fucking episode. Yeah. Like back in the day when it was like
where it's not like this, but really have a glam icon.
Wow.
I loved when we had to lean in together and use the same one.
Wow.
It's like we were going in licking on the same penis.
Yeah.
We're like,
gross.
That's dirty.
I know.
You're right?
That's really dirty.
You're freaky.
Too dirty for my mind.
But he's actually the first. I don't know if we have a listener that's been listening since the first couple episodes. Maybe Christian. But this is the first person that's gotten back to us saying that he's listened to every episode.
Sweet.
So that's awesome.
That's cool.
Now that you're going to be taking
that
some of them off.
The microphone. Yeah. I've had to remove episode. I had to remove the trailer. No, what is it called? The pilot episode. Episodes 1, 2, and 3 are gone. So I still have them, but they're not on the website, so you can't listen to them anymore.
Bummer.
But that was with my old co-host, and, you know, well, things change.
Yeah.
For the
things
better.
Things have changed many times.
Many, many
I'd
times.
Say it's an improvement.
Yes.
Oh. These we just got another phone call.
Yay!
Well, don't forget, we also have poems today, because I didn't slack, and I did write them.
Yes, and we're going to have to, like, take a quick break so I can go put my clothes in the dryer.
So, do you want to do one more call?
Yeah, one more call.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Ricky.
Okay, let's delete that one.
Is that the one we just heard?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. It's Bjorn. So I got two questions for you. One, since Samantha and Nicole are there, and Ricky's a big girl, what is your favorite sexual position? You can be as kinky and wild as you want. Favorite position all time. Like, the thing that will get you off the most, your favorite. Second question, place you'd most like to have sex that you haven't. Okay, bye.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you for calling, Bjorn. The questions are for Samantha and Nicole, which is cool.
Bjorn.
I'm a little
embarrassed.
I know.
Don't be embarrassed. No one sees you.
Library.
Oh.
She's embarrassed, but she's going to spill it.
Yeah, library. Sorry.
In the library, doggy style with a candlestick.
How about
yes!
a cigar
Colonel
tube?
Colonel Mustard.
A cigar tube.
No.
That was referencing something that we've once read.
Yes. But I would say library, and I would say doggy style. But that's just me. Samantha, your turn.
Oh, God.
Me, I'm so embarrassed.
Not
You're
really.
Right, you big old freak.
I actually like Jesus.
Jesus? What's that position? How does that one work?
On her knees.
Oh, no. Bad. Bad, Tended. Bad. I would have to say my favorite is not a position. It's a...
Oh.
It's a style, a technique.
Yes.
Yes.
Her...
Going downtown.
Her lollipop being licked.
Yes.
Except she's
it's
a girl.
It's not a lollipop, so what would it be?
Jamaican beef pocket.
Ew!
Sarah, you'll like that.
Yes, Sarah, yeah. That's for you.
That's
and
disgusting.
Where at? One place that you've never had sex.
Yeah, that you would
like
to.
Now, is this getting caught or not getting caught?
Hopefully not, caught. Because that's embarrassing.
Because Samantha's like, that would put me on the pervert list.
Right? No, thank you. I don't want anybody to watch me.
Sexual offender list.
Yeah.
Pervert to gross.
So if you're a pedophile, don't listen to our show, fucker.
Okay, we're not doing public service announcements. We're getting
I'm
your
thinking,
favorite place or place you'd want to.
How about on the beach?
Boring. And that might turn into a screaming seagull.
What the fuck's that?
And the library
seagull?
Wasn't boring.
That's you got to try to be quiet. You got to do it up against the books.
You
make sure people don't hear you.
A screaming seagull is when the guy accidentally dips his dick in the sand and then puts it inside.
Ow!
You don't want the screaming
burning
seagull.
Burning sensation. No.
It would be. I don't know.
Christian says,
that's
Nicole,
too hard for me.
Flash some lady wood for the show.
Lady wood?
What's lady wood?
What's that?
I guess when your nipples get hard.
No, thanks.
They're not, though, so I can't.
I can get some ice.
And I don't think Samantha wants to see that. Or Ricky, for that matter.
I like boobies. They're cool.
I really honestly cannot think of a place I'd want to have sex.
That's because you've had sex everywhere.
You're like, there's no place I haven't done it.
Not true.
How about like, in a cave?
How about heaven?
Oh, God.
On a cloud. On a unicorn.
On a unicorn.
On the Rainbow River.
Oh,
on in a tree. On a rooftop.
On the hood of a
Porsche with a rich man.
On the hood of a John Deere.
Of a, no.
A tractor. On the big wheel of a tractor.
You think my tractor's sexy? Ow,
on a horse. Yeah. Horseback.
Oh, Lord.
You ride the horse bareback?
The most uncomfortable place is the back of a toolbox.
Well, then. How about in a shoe closet? Full of tons of cool shoes.
The closet, like on Sex in the City. Yeah.
All right. She wants to do it in a cool closet full of rich designer bags and shoes and clothes.
Yes. Perfect.
I would do that too. Because then afterwards, I'd wear all the clothes.
Exactly. I'd take all the purses. I don't have any.
Oh, I meant to bring
you some purses.
Okay.
Sorry that took so long for me to think of.
That's okay. All righty. It's time for poems.
No,
how long have we been recording?
Poems.
We have like 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. This poem. Oh, I gotta get down. This poem is for Nessa because I had a poem for her originally, but we had to cut it because someone decided it was inappropriate.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ricky said it wasn't appropriate, so we had to cut it.
Really? You thought
it
was...
Because
I made some...
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Derogatory statements about other...
Well, we don't need to really go into all that.
Anyway. Okay. But Nessa, you have to get the reviews that people left to read them, so then I can read the poem. You're slacking on your job. What the fuck? Sound like somebody bit you or something.
I need to go home.
All right, let's see. All right, no, not highest rated, most recent. Here we go.
Go to Nessa.
Nessa.
Here we go. Miss Misery says, this is foul. And by foul, I mean hilarious. This podcast is easily becoming one of my favorites. Now give me a damn poem.
Well, Nessa, your wish is my command.
Wow, that hurt my ears.
Okay, Nessa. I don't know you that well at all, I admit. But I hear from Ricky that you're one kick-ass chick. But don't get it twisted or think there could be a more kick-ass chick than little old me. But I do give you props. I do give you credit. Just remember it was Ricky and not me who said it. I like how the poem turned back to me being awesome.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And not
good
her.
Job.
Okay, next. Poem.
Truly wonderful show, Ramble Redhead. This is one great show, and if you don't laugh along with the host of the show, then you must not have a pulse. Ricky's laugh is so addictive.
Okay. Ramble Redhead.
Do you want to do his voice, though? How you think his voice is?
Ramble Redhead. Only not with that accent at the end. Okay. I'm just going to try to read this without laughing.
Okay. I haven't heard it yet.
Stop looking at me. Okay. Your voice is a velvet whisper, a sweet, smooth caress. When you speak, I get tingly and have the urge to undress.
Ooh. Steamy.
Dear girl.
You were right when you said you'd have to be dead not to laugh, because our show was awesome and hilarious by half. But it's you that I desire, who makes my knees go weak. The mere thought of you leaves me unable to speak. Yet somehow I managed to get through this whole rhyme because all the while I wished you were mine.
Aw, how sweet.
But
Brian,
sorry, Franco, I still
Franco
love you.
Franco are so jealous right now.
No, Franco's my boyfriend and he knows this.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, so that's going to be the end of the show for right now. Is there anything else you guys would like to add? Oh, the contest. We'll do that on the second show.
Oh, my God.
Second show.
Yeah, because I got to put my clothes in the dryer, bitches.
So give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
MySpace.
MySpaces, Frapper Mappas. Oh, MySpace. MySpace. Yeah, Frapper Map.
What was that?
Crazy.
You're like,
today.
MySpace, MySpace.
Because I have a message. I have a message. Jay from St. Pete is on our Frapper Map. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a local listener for us.
Oh, very good.
Cool.
And then I did have the MySpace message up, but I kind of changed it to our website. So I'll read it on the next show. But MySpace is, we have a new MySpace thanks to Sarah.
Yay.
Thanks for hooking us up. It's simple, it's clean, and it's quiet. I love it.
Yes.
Love it.
It's cute.
It's awesome.
I would say mail us something, but right now, just chill out on it.
Hold it.
And that's about it. Anything else, ladies?
That's it. That's all.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for downloading episode 188. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Spanish. Adios.